Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with His fadl, His karam, His grace, His mercy, has given the opportunity. When He gives the opportunity to a human being to implement a good deed, any amal, any good deed, then in this world we class it as a good deed. For example, we've prayed namaz, salah, we've done tasbih, we've done recitation of Quran. All of these are good deeds. Giving sadaqah, charity, keeping a voluntary fast, etc. We don't consider that anything significant has been done. We say, oh, we've done something good. But in reality, every good deed has an image in the hereafter. It has a shape and a form for the hereafter. And further, for the hereafter, that good deed that you implement in the world, or we implement in the world, or an individual implements in the world, that will have a form and a shape in the hereafter. And the person, when he will go to the hereafter, he'll say, huh? What's this? And what we will see, will say, I am that good deed that you performed in the world. And so the person says, oh, the good deeds I did. So the more good deeds a person performs, the more beautiful form and shapes they take effect from them. For example, what have you just said now? Subhanallah. You've just said it, isn't it? Subhanallah. And that saying of Subhanallah, it takes a form, a shape, and thereafter it becomes a tree in the hereafter in Jannah, Paradise. Look at that. We don't even know. Allah Ta'ala says, don't you know? Or the tree will say, don't you know, in the masjid, in this majlis, on this day you said Subhanallah so many times, and you thought it was a minor action, foolish person. The biggest reward, Allah Ta'ala says, I gave you Iman. After Iman, I sent you to the masjid, my home. After sending you to the masjid, I gave you the ability to do my dhikr. And then after doing my dhikr, I made you say time and time again, repeatedly, Subhanallah. And that became a tree. So in the same way, like we read in the hadith, that an insan, a human being, an individual, when he goes to the hereafter, you'll see a very sort of beautiful form, or an image that will come from him. And in his grave, for example, there'll be a beautiful scene on the day of resurrection, and he'll be shocked. I was struggling, and how comes you, oh beautiful, handsome person, you've come to my help, to my aid? And he will say that I am that durood sharif that you used to recite in the world, Subhanallah. So whatever, in other words, whatever deeds we do in the world, we are trying. Why? Because our yaqeen, certainty, should be strong. When our belief is strong, conviction is strong, we won't utter futile words. Rather, every moment we will attempt to do good deeds, earn a good reward. We'll say Subhanallah, we'll recite durood sharif. Because we know that all this, by saying all of these things, they will have a form, a shape, a physical shape thereafter. But our yaqeen is low. When we drive our taxi, we have yaqeen on the meter. The more I drive, the longer the job, the higher the fare. And then I will try to fool the customer and go on longer routes and to make more money so that the meter increases. But don't we have yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Allah says, just like I've given you a meter, the meter of your deeds. Allah Ta'ala says, when you sit in the vehicle of my love, Allah Ta'ala says, and drive that vehicle, then the meter starts to tick over. And the fare increases and the reward increases. Shouldn't we run this meter? Yes. So we should be cautious. Shaytan and nafs, they detract us. They distract us. They take us off course. They try. But what we should try to do is, when we sit in these majalis, then we should allow these words to absorb into our hearts, into our minds. We should think that Allah Ta'ala has delivered these words to us, this message to us. Then we need to bring this into our lives. And this is a great achievement, a great fact. And so we should try to improve ourselves after today. If we're driving, going to work, somebody goes to Manchester, somebody goes to Preston, somebody goes, different towns, different jobs, employment, we sat in our car, what will we do? Tuck, okay, what am I listening to? I'm listening to this, etc., different things. What's the need to listen? Rather, you should speak and allow the angels to hear you. Subhanallah, that I'm traveling. So in this path, this journey, I will recite Durood Sharif while I'm traveling. Subhanallah. So that same kalamat that I know, I will recite those kalamats and verses. Look at the difference. Rather than listening to different things that are useless, our journey will be full of blessings. I used to go to Manchester. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, with Allah's karam, may Allah accept. Various times I recited Quran on the way. Various times I listen to Quran, complete Qurans. For example, go out in the morning for walking. I made my habit. I'm going for a walk, 20 minutes walk. Alhamdulillah, one juz is completed in that time. So why waste time looking around left, right and center? This humble servant took the time out. Alhamdulillah, a few Qurans have been completed. So what I'm trying to say here is that a man should catch hold of time, grab hold of time. Bad thoughts, futile thoughts, anger's coming, ghibat, backbiting. Crush that. Stamp on it. I'm going to Manchester, I'm travelling to XYZ, I will recite Durood Sharif on the way. On the way back, Alhamdulillah, I'll recite Astaghfirullah. And look at the difference in the mindset, ideology. Will do this, my brothers? Yes. This is about doing. I'm not giving a speech. This is not a lecture. It's about doing. Sometimes what does Allah Ta'ala do? Allah Ta'ala wants to encourage His humble servants, men and women, brothers and sisters. Both are the same. And those who are the friends of Allah, men and women, brothers and sisters, Allah Ta'ala encourages them. And sometimes in their dreams, in their vision, Allah Ta'ala allows them to see the reward of their reward. Because this person is doing good deeds regularly. Allah says, let me show him some goodness, the good shape and form of his deeds. So today those mukashif and the dreams that we have heard or shared from the company of the walis of Allah, an event of my sheikh from Hazrat Sahib I heard, and it's still in my mind. So this is the benefit, isn't it? That when you sit on the company, when Allah gives you the company of a pious person and you go there and you grab the jewels from their company, then utilize them all your life long. So even today in this majlis in Bolton, subhanAllah, I remember my Hazrat Sahib, my Sheikh, my great Sheikh, and I'm remembering his saying from that time when I was in his majlis, and I'm sharing with you. And either it was his experience or it was some other wali, because Hazrat said there was a pious elder. So we had the opportunity to hear this. So a wali of Allah, Hazrat Sahib said, a wali of Allah had a mukashif, had a dream, and he saw a beautiful hoor, a beautiful maiden of the hereafter. And you know the hoors of Jannah, they're very beautiful, extremely beautiful. In the hadith it stated that one hoor of Jannah was to remove the veil and look down and just glance at the earth, the whole earth would be full of noor and light. Subhanallah, these words are waiting for us with the grace of Allah. Look at the preparation Allah Ta'ala has made. For we hear about the hoors, and where will the hoors come from? The hoors will come when we perform good deeds. So such beautiful hoors and maidens and thereafter, then who will be the head of these hoors? Subhanallah, the head of the women of Jannah. Subhanallah, what will be the beauty be of the head of the hoors? So who will get this? Who will get the head of the hoors? If we speak about normal hoors, that subhanAllah, if she was to glance into the world, then the oceans, the salt would turn, salty water would turn to sweet water. So what about the head? The Amir of the Hoors of Jannah. SubhanAllah, what will be her beauty, the light emanating from her? And who will she be, brothers? That she will not be from there. She will not be from there. Rather, she will be who? Who will she be? She will be that pious woman of this world, and she will become the Amir, the head of the Hoors of Jannah. SubhanAllah. What a maqam has Allah has given to the women of the world. Yeah, for example, if you're pious and you're good, you will get the Hoors, and you'll get different Hoors, various Hoors, and they'll be, mashallah, attractive and beautiful, and their clothing and their attire and their garments will be so beautiful, and their changing of their clothes and the fragrance from their clothes. Allahu Akbar. You understand? We could speak about this forever. But the high pedestal will be taken by who? The, mashallah, the head of the Hoors, and this will be his wife. The brother's wife, the person's wife from this world, subhanAllah, she will get this rank and status. Because the women, Allah Ta'ala will make them very beautiful, the women of this world, due to their amal, due to their deeds. So don't do this that you don't do any deeds, you don't do any deeds and your wife is pious and then she will come to you. Don't try to play games, my friends. And there in the hereafter, Allah will give on balance and equality. Just like Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Nabi Al-Kareem Sallam, will have four extra wives. Yes, from the dunya, subhanAllah. One is the wife of Fir'aun, Hazrat Asiya. She will be the wife of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And there will be another, Hazrat Maryam. She will be the wife of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. There are four women of this world who will be the wives of the Prophet the Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam hereafter. So in the same way, the pious, good, upright women of this world, they will become very beautiful and the heads of the hoors. And maybe she will have a choice, because Allah Ta'ala will give them what they prefer. She will say, no, this person. I want this insan. I used to like him. He was a muttaqi. I was a muttaqi. Allah, please give me the partnership of this person. So us people, useless, bone idle, will go there. And Mulana Sahib, he will take your wife, mashallah. He was pious, he was good. And that woman, she liked this taqwa, or liked the actions of that person. And those empty boxes from this world, they will stay empty boxes. So this is the enjoyment. Allah Ta'ala has given balance and equality, that every person can get what he prefers or she prefers in the hereafter. So you can also get married and get the hoor that you like in the hereafter. And you can request, and she can also request. So subhanAllah, he saw the hoor, this pious elder, the Shaykh, Wali Allah, saw a hoor in his dream, beautiful, attractive hoor, and then he asked her a question. He said, O hoor, tell me, That who are you waiting for? Who have you been assigned to in the hereafter? And he said the Waliyah asked in the dream to the Hur, that who has Allah made you for? Who will you be allotted to, assigned to? And she said, whoever I've been assigned to, shall I tell you? He said, yes. She said, that person who in the night, in the cold night, wakes up, say Subhanallah. Shukr of Allah that we are sitting in cold climates and cold countries. So this reward is in front of us. That person, she said, who stays awake in the cold night and mashallah does wudu and stands and does ibadah and does the dhikr of Allah, remembers Allah. I am for him. Allah's made me for him, she said. And whoever's like this, Allah Ta'ala will give me a hur like me to him. Subhanallah. Look at this. Another event, Hazrat Mazakiya. Hazrat Mulana Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah in Fadail Hajj wrote this event, that there was a Wali Allah and Allah Ta'ala used to show him a hoor regularly, and he became an ashik on the hoor. And he said, such every day, every night, there's a hoor that comes in my dream and stands in front of me, and he asked a question that a hoor, you are very beautiful and attractive, but how will you be acquired in Jannah, in paradise? How that what deed shall I perform here that I can get the reward like you in the hereafter, that an individual human being can acquire you and attain you? And she said, will you fulfill my dowry, my mahar? Subhanallah, there will be mahar as well. She said, whoever fulfills my mahar, my dowry, will have me in the hereafter. And he asked, what is your mahar? What is your dowry? She said, my mahar, my dowry is that he who wakes up in the night and prays the hajjud. Subhanallah. So my brothers, this dunya, this world is the house of amal. Either we can sleep and pass the time, or chit chat and gossip and pass the time, or waste time, or we can utilize our time effectively and accumulate the ajr for the hereafter, for the life of the hereafter. So what we should try to do, alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, nothing's hard. Nothing's hard. Now the long nights are coming. The long nights are coming, and Fajr time, it starts a bit later. Just, you can wake up 30 minutes before that. 30 minutes before that, do wudu quickly, pray 2 rakah, 4 rakah, okay, if not 4, 6 rakah or 8 rakah. Okay, 2 is enough, 2 rakah tahajjud. After that, do a bit of dhikr, remember Allah, then Fajr time will come, and then go and pray Fajr. And these 3-4 days, if you get habitual in this, and tahajjud, when we say tahajjud, oh, tahajjud's hard, it's too difficult, oh, it's too difficult for me. Straight away, shaitan, he attacks our brains that forget about tahajjud, he says to us. And tahajjud is the easiest, tahajjud is the easiest of salah. It's the easiest. Why? I've seen many brothers, when they get habitual in tahajjud, then they can't sleep. One brother, he was from here, I think, he sat here, I can't remember who he is, brother, maybe from one of the brothers, I said this some time ago, some days ago. I know he's from another place, and he said, Hazrat, it's amazing. I said, what? He said, last night, Ajib event happened. He said, I made niyyah, I'm tired. Today I won't pray tahajjud. Say Subhanallah. Yeah? Say Subhanallah. Look how Allah Ta'ala, he encourages such people. He said that I was so tired. And sometimes a person says, oh, I'm tired, I've just come back from a journey. Today, I think, it's not fard, is it? So today I'll take a day off from tahajjud. People do this, don't they? Our brothers, our friends, colleagues, they do this. But he was honest, I tell you. And how Allah Ta'ala loves the honest person. And I kept on looking at him. He said, Hazrat, do you know what happened? He said that I forgot about it. I went to sleep. I said, okay, I'll be a day off today. I won't get up for the Hajj. I'll get up for Fajr. I'll get up for Fajr. He said, I didn't set the alarm. As soon as the time came for Fajr, somebody grabbed my hand and pulled me. Quickly, get up and pray Salah. He said, first I tremble and shook. My wife, who is this? And I couldn't see anyone's hand next to me, alhamdulillah. Then I suddenly got up like a human being and I started to pray tahajjud. Allah, because Allah Ta'ala, when He sees laziness and negligence, we don't know how much loss there is, how many breaths of ours are left in our life. We just lie down, oh, today I'll leave Fajr, I won't go. Maybe that's the final salah in our lives. That's maybe our final dhikr in our lives. And today we are about to be forgiven by Allah. Never leave the deed. Never leave your regular deed. Never leave a good deed. Never shun it. Why have we come? What are we here for? What's our objective? Look, we wake up, Allah Ta'ala has given us tea, food, bread, everything. So let's work now, let's do some work. Let's earn something for thereafter. We're free now, our stomachs are full. So alhamdulillah, dhikr of Allah is happening, a majlis is taking place, angels are descending in the skies, the angels are recording, and forgiveness is being distributed, and we're sat at home. We have nothing to do. Either we have to, for example, eat, or we're extremely hungry, or there's a problem. You know, we're sat there, and what will we do? We'll just turn the knobs on the box Just to waste time. What a destruction. Hadith are telling us on one side, the walis of Allah, that one good deed becomes a shape, an image, a form, a physical form thereafter. Allah sent us here, we're going to recite kalimat now, durood, and Allah is going to make us recite verses. Tell me how many thousands of hurs we will earn for thereafter, how many palaces and mansions and maidens and wives in thereafter. And if we die after this, then great. Subhanallah, will be our final deed. And after dhikr, we are forgiven and we are successful. And a person will go into Jannah, paradise, straight into paradise. Straight. I'll tell you another incident, event. There were two friends. And one friend went to the other friend's shop in the marketplace, and the friend used to sit there and do dhikr, and the friend went to meet him. He said, I'll give you tea and water after, first sit with me and do dhikr. He said, yaar, even in the marketplace, in your shopping center, you're making me do dhikr. He said, look, I'll give you tea and snack after, but first sit down with me, let's do dhikr. They both sat down, started maraqabah. Maraqabah is easy. You close your eyes, I close my eyes, you do Allah in your heart, I'll do Allah in my heart. And this was the halaqah. Two people is a halaqah, minimum. So they both started doing dhikr, 10-15 minutes, then they did dua, they drank tea. He said, okay brother, I'll go now. He said, okay, inshallah, see you again. He left the shop, and after some time he had an accident, and he passed away. He passed away, went to Allah. And the news, it spread. He said, oh, he was just sat with me recently. We just had tea together, my friend, he's gone, departed. He had love for him, the janazah took place, the burial, and in the night he saw his friend in the dream, and he saw his friend in a high status, high rank in Jannah. Prophet says, then, huh? Were you? MashaAllah, you never used to pray salah. You weren't regular in good deeds. You used to do bad deeds. Where have you reached now? You're sat with hoors and maidens. And look, the deeds have become your rewards. He said, how did you get to that status? He said, look, amazing. You're the one who made me reach here. He said, first, we used to hear hadith, and I did amal on the hadith, and you invited me to dhikr. And that place where the earth was dead, infertile, because the marketplace, the shopping center, is the impure place. You shouldn't wander around there for no reason. If you have a need, then go. Don't go there, window shopping, wasting time. When you have a need, then go to such places. Otherwise, beware. Women wandering around, I want to go here and look at this, go and look at that. Go straight to the shop, just like a man goes to a toilet, Baytul Khula, you put your fingers on your nostrils, and close your and you seal nose and go to the toilet. Same way, go to the shopping center out of need, necessity, then leave. So the dhikr of Allah, the halqa, he said, you made me sit down with you and do dhikr. Straight away Allah Ta'ala gave me the luggage of forgiveness. Allah Ta'ala gave me all the good deeds, rewards, and then my maut was about to come. My death was about to come. So what we should do, we should learn from these events, examples, we should seal the knot on these good deeds. Our life is not in our control, our breath is not in our control, death is not in our control. Everything is written, the end point is written, and deeds, the good majalis, mahfils, gatherings, don't shun them. We leave fard salah, we leave jamaat, congregation. Imagine we're doing dhulm on our own selves. Injustice, oppression, we leave jamaat. That salah, we feel like praying in the masjid, we pray. If we don't feel like, we don't. If we come, we come. If we don't, we don't come. How can we do this? We need to be cautious, exercise caution. The message I gave in the night, brothers, have courage, determination, encouragement. We have to get up in the morning, set the alarm clock. The alarm clock will remind you, and set the alarm and go to sleep. You get up, tahajjud time, pray 2 rakah, 4 rakah, sit down, lie down. And if you lie down half an hour, I promise you, you will feel as if you slept the whole night long. Rather, I'll tell you another point. The whole night of sleeping, you will not enjoy. But after tahajjud, you will get the true enjoyment. You will snore and get the fulfillment of your sleep, and your tiredness will go away. Allah gives you a beautiful sleep. Yes, that you need to be a wali with the special signs. No, everyone who does amal is a wali, friend of Allah, dost. I give you an example of a normal person. The angel came and pulled his hand. Come on, get up and pray salah. Yes, so we can all become walis of Allah. So inshallah, after today we will practice these actions. We'll make niyyah, intention, and totally will not leave the Hajjah Salah, okay? And not that I'll pray after Isha. No. We used to do it in the summer months, in the extreme. Okay, Allah Ta'ala has given a bit of flexibility. After Isha, pray Salah, tahajjud in the extreme summer months. We should be ashamed. We call ourselves Sufis, we want to be walis of Allah. Oh, after Isha, I pray 2 rakah Salah. Is this some point? Is it tahajjud? Allah Ta'ala says that I call out in the third part of the night. Is there any friend of mine? Am I friend sleeping? After Isha, he prayed 2 rakah Salah and he's free. This is not good discipline, is it? Try our best. We should try our best. If you're tired, no problem. Get up quickly, pray 2 rakah Salah. Then fine, go and lie down on the bed again. And then get up again for Fajr Salah. No difference is made. Yes, there's a bit of time in between. Yeah, 5-6 hours if you get in the night, you can sleep nice and easy. So will we try, brothers? Yes, inshallah. Don't be lazy, negligent. May Allah Ta'ala give me tawfiq. I am even weaker than all of you. And I know I keep on pestering and I keep on reminding. I'm just doing this to remind myself and increase my taqwa. MashaAllah. May Allah give us all the tawfiq. Ameen.